Okay, talk a little bit on the inyan of the machlokes of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk starts the beginning of Parshas Korach. The lashon of the pasuk is Vayikach Korach. Vayikach Korach. So right away Rashi says, "What's the Vayikach? What's Vayikach?" Rashi gives pshatim lokach atzmi l'tzad echad. Rashi Sanhedrius. I want to be aimed on a gedank. Why does it start the whole parasha of Korach with Loshen Vayikach? Right away, it combines Korach together with Oyin ben Peles. Later on, Oyin ben Peles disappears from the picture. So there's a whole famous chazal. Rashi brings down part of the medrash. Oyin ben Peles at the end. He got saved. The pasuk says, "Chochmas Noshim Bon Sabesa." So Chazal say, "Who's the Chochmas Noshim Bon Sabesa?" That's who Eishes Oyin Ben Peles, the wife of Oyin Ben Peles. She had the wisdom. She somehow was misaken. Obviously, Korach was a very impressive person. Korach was very impressionable. It was very easy to be impressioned by Korach. And he succeeded. The Yismach Moshe, they say over Maisa that the Yismach Moshe told his Talmidim that he's a Gilgul from the Dor HaMidbar. Famous story, the Yismach Moshe said. And he told his Talmidim, "I remember the Machloikas of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. I remember it." He said, "I could tell you exactly. I remember from that Gilgul." And the Talmidim said, "Nu, Rebbe, so where were you?" He said, "Ich gewen in the mitten. I was in the middle. The Korach people, I was." And he told the Talmidim, "If you were there, loyal lady." Remember when? It wasn't a Pasha to Machlekes. This wasn't a Pasha to Machlekes. Rosh Yisrael, Bnei Levi. So this Oyin ben Peles' wife, she must have had unbelievable wisdom. Chataka Chazal pick from all the Noshim Chachmonius that we had in our history. They pick her. Zu Eishes Oyin ben Peles. She saved them. Eishes Oyin ben Peles. I remember in Eretz Yisrael, I heard a Maisa when I was a kid. We were in Eretz Yisrael during the Yom Kippur War. So my Rebbe, Zolei Gesundsein, Rebbe Nechemia Becker, said over a story from the Ger Rebbe, from the Beis Yisrael. That then, they were drafting many people then, even people that already served in the army, they were redrafting. I remember we were in Matostov, we lived in Matostov at the time, Kiryas Matostov. We just got there at Yisrael shortly before the Melchama. We went after the summer. Muhammad was that Yom Kippur. That was our Shalom Aleichem to Eretz Yisrael. My father, Zol Gesundsein, who's right here, went to learn a Kol in Eretz Yisrael when it was unheard of then. Unheard of. My father was a Yochid. He left 1973, took off from teaching, went to learn in Eretz Yisrael. I remember, it was so unheard of, Bechlal. I remember, I don't know if you remember, you were talking to somebody in shul. He told somebody in shul, "I'm going to Eretz Yisrael." The guy looks at me and goes, "What's wrong with Muncie?" It was such a foreign, the musik of picking yourself up, going to Eretz Yisrael to learn in Kol. It was like 1972. Crazy. So for me personally, I have a tremendous hakaras because my best years, I always tell the Talmidim in Yeshiva, I learned more in the 2 years in the Kamen and Tzacheda. I was 7 years old, from 7 to 9. I learned more in those 2 years than the whole elementary school and high school together. B'yachad. For small children, upgelernt. It was unbelievable. My English teacher, they called him a Schreiber. That's the way it worked in the yeshiva. In the morning, your Rebbe was called a Rebbe. And the afternoon, the teacher was called a Schreiber because you had to write by him. You called him a Schreiber. And he rather was clean shaven. That's why we looked at him, he's a Shtichel Shegetz. He was clean shaven. He was a Schreiber. And what he taught me in Chayil, officially, the book, the history book was Yaldutenu. Yaldutenu was basically Tanakh. That was English. Tanakh and the Medroshim on Tanakh. And until I started learning Tanakh on my own, that was more than they taught me in all the years in yeshiva about Tanakh, was from my English classes, my secular classes, in the Kamenetz Ocheda. So Nechemya Becker said a gewaldige Meise. He said that one of the girls, I remember when I was in the Miklat, they were coming, you remember they were coming, pulling people out of the Miklat. There were never kids crying. The fathers were being pulled out of the Miklat. The 40-year-old men, 40, for Miluim, people that already served. It was Shrek Lachamatzah. And it was, that war was a very scary war, that Holy Yom Kippur war. But Lamaise, there was a girl Chosid that was drafted. And his wife told him, I'm not letting you go until you get a bracha in Uzan Yom Kippur. You get a bracha from the Beis Yisrael. Not letting you go. And he's schlepping. It's Mamish Motzing Yom Kippur, and they're pushing him. I remember in Matastov, they waited by the Miklat, everybody had to come. The Mamish collected the people. He said, I can't go to Beis Yisrael now. I mean, they're waiting for me and the Beis Yisrael and Motzing Yom Kippur. You know what's going on there? To wait. I'm going to wait online for hours to get into the... I have to go to the army. I mean, I'm stuck. She said, I'm not letting you go unless you go to the Beis Yisrael. I'm not letting you. She refused to let him go. He had no choice. He went to the Beis Yisrael. He waited. He was right. He had to wait 2 hours to get in. Even Motzi Yom Kippur had to wait 2 hours. He got into the Beis Yisrael. And Beis Yisrael said, gave him a bracha. And he said, never miss a day of Shachris with your tefillin. The chassid thought, of course I'm going to die one of them. The Gei Rebbe says, Nishposhet. And he says, even if you think it's a matzah pikuach nevesh, don't give up your tefillin. Shachris mitzvah. He says, when he went to the army, he realized what they meant. They were in tanks. That the whole tank, you squeeze in 8 people into a tank. I don't know if you saw pictures of those tanks. Mamish like sardines. You had to come out of the tank to put on tefillin. And sometimes they weren't in friendly places. He says, but the Gei Rebbe gave him a bracha. He has to do it. He did it every time. 2 weeks into the war, he comes out. It was a very dangerous place. He said, I have to go out. The Beis Yisrael told me I have to put on tefillin. I'm going out. And the other guys in the tank said, you can't go out here. It's not. He said, I have to go out. They let him out. He went out. He went to the corner. He started davening. The tank blew up. The only one saved from all the Jews in the tank. He got saved. So when he came back, the Beis Yisrael told him, your Rebbetzin is like Oin Ben Pelas. Ishto Hitzilosai. His wife saved him. Your wife saved you. If your wife told you to come to me, and I told you to return, Ishto Hitzilosai. It's like Oin Ben Pelas. So if Chazal would just say, Oin Ben Pelas, his wife saved him, but they don't just say she saved him. She said, she was Chochmas Noshem Bonsa Beis. So you want to see what wisdom did she have that she saved him with. So you want to hear a compelling argument. Koyrach was on one side, like the Yismach Moshe is saying, very impressive person, and people are gathering around him, right? What was her chokhmah? We find two things. One thing we find is she uncovered her hair. She uncovered her hair so that when they came to get Ayin Ben Pelas, they saw her there with her hair uncovered, they ran away. Reb Yankov Zatzal always, when we got to Parshas Koyrach, Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal always used to say, you see, you could be a koyfer, b'chelik with Moshe Rabbeinu, but the guy without her hair is not covered and run away. But the Chabina had a great chap. So why did this lady, these people are fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu? Why are they so afraid the Rebbetzin's without their hair covered? They're running away? So the Chabina had a great chap. The Chabina said, what was Korach's sale? What did he tell people, Klal Yisrael? He said, Moshe Aaron, they're the leaders here. They took over the whole leadership. And that's a very good argument. People like that. You see, he said, I'm gonna make Kohanim Gedolim from every Shevet. Everybody could be a Kohen Gadol. Every Shevet could have a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says in Yume, the Mem Zayin, that Kimchis, famous Kimchis, she was Zeicher, her 7 children were Kohanim Gedolim. So they asked her, Why were you zeich? So one of the things she said was that Kair is basically like, oh, Sar Roishi. Not even my house, my head was never uncovered. So the Shabina said, Achap. He said, so the whole campaign of Korach was Kuna Gedola. So a lady without a shekel for them, that stirred the whole platform. The whole platform is we're going to become Kohanim Gedolim. A lady without a shekel, they go running. For their own, it wasn't from God. The Shabina learns it was their desire to. So that's one Mayim HaChazal, how she got rid of them. But then, brings down the other pshat. If you look in the pasuk, it says like this. What did his wife tell him? His wife told him like this. She told him, what do you gain? What do you gain by fighting with Moshe Rabbein? Talmud you're going to be. Achshav Talmud Shol Moshe. Vimlav Talmud Shol Korach. You don't gain anything. You think you're going to gain something? Korach will become your boss. You'll be his Talmud. Now you're Moshe's Talmud. What do you gain? Fasa the grace of Chachma. This is a Pashta Zach, she told him. Told him, listen, what do you think? You're not going to be the boss anyway. First life's there, you're running away. You're going to be the same schlepper over there. That's such a chachma. I mean, it's a logical thing. Chachmas noshim bansa besa. This is like historical wisdom. It's historical wisdom. It's not such unbelievable wisdom. She said, seichel dik a thing. This is his campaign. He's campaigning, everybody's going, it's not true, you're going to work for him, you'll be his schlepper. Now you're Moshe Rabbeinu's schlepper. Bistacha schlepper, look in the mirror, you're a schlepper. I'm all the Rebbe son has to tell you that, right? Bistacha schlepper. You're going to be a schlepper over there, you'll be a schlepper over there. So I'm asking you, what was the big chokhma? Ishta Yitzilasai with her chokhma. She had some kind of chokhma. What was the big chokhma that she had? Seems to be very simple. After the whole ma'aseh from Korach, Korach gets swallowed up. Everybody sees the neis, mamish neis nigla, bria yivrach Hashem, that the earth opens up and swallows up Korach, and everybody's afraid. For kol oed nosu l'kolam, everybody ran. Penti v'leinu aretz, chol yisrael shuzvaseim nosu l'kolam, ki yomu penti v'leinu aretz. Everybody's afraid they're going to get swallowed up by the land. Okay. Next day, we're back to the same thing again. Gracious Borolikim is a Shemaim Vesachos. We're back to the same thing. Zok the Pasuk. Vayiloinu kol adas b'nei Yisrael mimachos al Moshe v'al Aaron limo atem himitim esam Hashem. It's unbelievable. So it's starting all over again. You just saw the unbelievable miracle. You saw the unbelievable ness that happened yesterday. You yourselves ran because you're afraid you're going to get swallowed up. You wake up the next day. Atam emitim esam Hashem. It's unbelievable. Immediately comes a magefa. And now the Eibishter says, fine, we got to do something to make this. We got to nip it. We got to nip it. We got to get rid of it. We got to finish. Shouldn't come up again. So you say, you know, how much better could you do than the first one? I mean, you already pulled out the biggest thing you could possibly pull out of the bag. Bria Yivra Hashem. The earth opened up its mouth and swallowed up Korach v'chol hadosrei. So you're waiting now. There's going to be some epic, unbelievable miracle. What's the pasuk say? Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe. Tabel b'nei Yisrael, v'kach mita mata mata l'beis ovois, tichtoiv mata ish shem ish al mateo, every person gets a name on the stick. V'hoyo ish asher evcha boi mateo yifroch. And the stick will blossom. And that'll be proof. And then the Eibishter says, v'asi koisi me'alai yaskulais b'nei Yisrael shem alinim alech. That's going to finish it. If the earth opening up, swallowing up everybody, and they themselves were afraid they're going to get swallowed up, that they wake up the next morning and they're back to Bereshis Bara, now this is going to do more. This is an Edel Nes. What's the big deal with this miracle? It's an Edel miracle. What's the big deal? Matteo Yifroch. Okay. A lot of times you see things blossoming. Sure. Okay, it's a Shtickle Nes. Why would that? Another diuk that the Achronim ask is it should say, Voish Asher Bachalti Boy, the man who I already chose. Doesn't say that. It says, Voish Asher Evchar Boy, the man that I will choose, Mateo Yifroch. What do you mean I will choose? Aaron was standing there as a Manik Yisrael already from the beginning, from the Chanukah Samishkan. So why does it say, Voish Asher Evchar Boy? Should be Vayisha Shabachalti. They're famous. There's a lot of different terutzim to this kasha, but it's a famous kasha. Okay. So, I think really the nekuda here, nekuda atichon that we could bring out here, is that for some reason Chazal used Korach as the source of machlekes. B'sechsoves. What ezi machloikas shel Hashem Shemayim? In other words, the perfect machloikas, I mean it negatively, the most perfect negative machloikas that we could pick, the model, is Korach. Not just it's a model, but the love of machloikas, are Gemara Sanhedrin? There's a loy sase. There are many Rishonim accounted as a love. Like all love, I'm like not to eat chazer. There's a love not to be involved in machloikas. The love. And you know what the love is? That means the Torah doesn't say there shouldn't be machlokes. The Torah says there shouldn't be kekorach v'chadosa. From there we learn out you shouldn't have machlokes. So I'm telling you that korach is used as the epitome of what machlokes is. When you go through the psukim, you read it, it doesn't seem like it's such an unbelievable. It's machlokes 100%. It's a chutzpah, audacity to start questioning Moshe Rabbeinu. But you've seen bigger machlokes, what you think will be bigger machlokes. You've seen bigger machlokes. This seems to be a power struggle. It doesn't seem like Korach has sinned to Moshe Rabbeinu. He has avos hakovod. Right? When you read the psukim, and even when you look, go through the Midrashim, he was Niskana, Benesiusa Shal Tzofen, he was jealous. No big deal. The big deal here is, yes, he's quite putting into question Moshe Rabbeinu. But as far as Machloikas is concerned, it doesn't seem that this should be the optimum Machloikas. This is the Machloikas in history. You don't see big hatred. Yeah, you don't see big sin. The way we would touch machlekes. Kayin and Hevel, that's machlekes. Kayin and Hevel, Mamashia killed his brother. As you see, Mamashia, there you see machlekes. There are places where you see machlekes. Here you'd say, this is more of a hashkofa problem. When you go through Parashas Korach, you would say that this is more of a hashkofa problem than a machlekes. It's a machlekes too. But it's because I'll see this as a machloikas, as the epitome of the danger of machloikas. It's a famous Yerushalmi in the Dorim. The Yerushalmi talks about somebody taking the koma. The Yerushalmi says that when you take the koma from another Jew, it's like one hand taking the koma from the other hand. If you bang yourself, if one hand banged the other, so now you're going to go and punish the hand that gave you pain. Obviously, you're tippish. You're tippish. The Yerushalmi says you're going to cut off the hand that cut the other one, that hurt the other one. Sugar and cup. So what does the Yerushalmi mean? There's a lot of different ways to learn the Yerushalmi. Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, had a beautiful pshat. He said, Klal Yisrael's chiyus is achdus. Klal Yisrael's chiyus is achdus. And the emes is when you get involved in machlekes, you're really getting involved in misa. Because our lifeline is our chibur. Just like the limbs of a body can only have life when they're connected to the body. If you take a limb and you disconnect it from the body's finished. The body's dead. Right? That's the word machloikis. Because the word machloikis has in it mace. Right? If you take the word machloikis, so you have the loikeach, the middle, the loikeach in the middle is really mace. Meaning, when you take yourself away, there's a misa, that's chal. There's death that occurs. And that's what machloikis is. So Chlop Chaim Shulam is just meant to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't just mean it's tipshis. That's how you read the Yerushalmi simply. You're being a fool. You're hitting yourself. The Yerushalmi means taking the kama from another yid is cutting off your limbs. That yid is giving you chiyas. Your connection to that Jew is a chiyas. You take the kama from another yid, you make machloikis with another yid, you're killing yourself. You're killing that Abel. That's how Chaim Shulam is tied up to Yerushalmi. What machloikis is. He had a lot of meridic insights of Chaim Shulam into machloikis. Different, to be mazbe, different mamori chazal. But this is his overlying theme. He always used to say, machloikis is nishno bein adam lamokim. When machloikis is nishno bein adam lachaveroi, those are obvious, that machloikis is between you and Hashem, between you and your fellow man. He said, machloikis is bein adam la'atzmai. When you get involved in machloikis, you're destroying yourself. You're destroying yourself. It's bein adam la'atzmai. Chazal tell us that the manhigei Yisrael, really, are really just mechabrim of Klal Yisrael. The job of a manig is to be miyachid Klal Yisrael. And every manig really is the unifying factor of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Yiftach B'dori, Kishmul B'dori. Because the manig is not just himself. The manig has the siyata d'shmaya of the entire door. That's why Yiftach B'dori, Kishmul B'dori. Because the manig is reflective of the door. The siyata d'shmaya that the manig has is of the door. The chibur of the door. That's what the manig is. And this also where Chaim Shulevitz says in many places that that's the reason why Yiftach B'dori Kishmul. Because the manig is the siyata d'shmaya of the door. Chaim Shulevitz says a gevaldige kasha. It's a famous gemara in Sanhedrin. The gemara says in the first paragraph in Sanhedrin there was a Talmud, he ate garlic. It's against a mice in the gemara. His breath smelled. And the Rebbe said that whoever had garlic should please leave the room. That's how Abchi got up and then listen, and everybody left the shir. The one who left, he didn't even have the garlic. So the next day, the Gemara says that the son of Rebbe, yes, told us the Talmud, Atu Tiatas Rebbe. He says, you were Mitzayer, my father. You were Mitzayer Rebbe. Because of you, the whole shir ended. So he told him what he did. He said, Chas v'shom lo teizayis b'Yisrael. That's the Lashon. He says, you can't have a Jew embarrassed. The Lashon, this can't exist in Klal. This will destroy Klal Yisrael. There was no choice. So that's why. Then he says, and where did I learn it from? And the Gemara says, well, you learned it from the one right above him. And who did he learn it from? He learned from the mayor from Shmuel HaKotten. And the Gemara brings throughout each generation who they learned it from. Till Shachnai. The Gemara goes all the way up. So Chaim Shulevitz says, if Shachnai is the one that did it, why does the Gemara say he learned it from Meir? Meir learned it from Shmuel HaKotten. Chaim Shulevitz, we learned it from Shachnai. He says, no, the Manig Ador is the Siyata D'Shmaya of that generation, and he has the ability to impart that to the door. Each door has its, and each door is really, that Siyata D'Shmaya, Taka comes from Shachnai. But in order to get the Shachnai, the manig of this door has to bring it. The manig of this door brings that siyata d'shmaya to the door. And that's why Chazal say that the manhigei Yisrael are considered the wings of the klaisel nimshel oif. And the manhigei Yisrael are like the wings. And just like if you cut off the wings of a bird, it's finished. Same thing manhigei Yisrael. So what's a pshat? Because what's the wing? What's the main part of the bird? The bird. The wing's not the main part of the bird. The wings just... But without the wings, the bird can't survive. So the manik is not the pshat the manik. The manik is Klal Yisrael. The manik is the survival of Klal Yisrael. It's not an other, an abstract thing. It is the essence of the survival of Klal Yisrael, the manik. And that's why, if somebody doesn't tap into that, it's like Klal Yisrael are like a bird without wings. When Korach came here, and Korach took away Moshe Rabbeinu's chashivas, what did he say? He said, he took a talish shekula tchelus. He did two things. And a room full of svarim. And both of them, he came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, no, chayven tzitzis, chayven mezuzah. Moshe said, yeah, he laughed at him. How could it be? If two parshis could pater a whole house full of svarim, if one string of tchelis could pater the beged, so the whole beged is blue? So we're not going into the argument, the damaratzis of the argument. What was he saying? So really what Korach was saying was a Parsha Tzach. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And Aaron HaKohen was the one who imparted the Yerushalayim to Klal Yisrael. Like Chazal say, you go to Beis HaMikdash, that's where Yeshua of Yerushalayim, the Gemara talks about it in Sukkah. So the Kohen's job is the Yerushalayim, and Moshe gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Aaron gave Torah and Moshe gave Yerushalayim, but these were the two. It's like this. The tzitzis is, what's the tzitzis? Tzitzis is there to be mashpi on a person. Tchelis doim el yam. The tchelis is like the yam. The yam is like the rikia, like we spoke about last week. Rikia kisei hakovet. It's to make you remember the Rabbeinu Shalom. Those is the Aaron HaKohen. That's the Yerushalayim from the person. And what's the mezuzah? The mezuzah is v'hoyu advarim ha'eleh, the Torah al mezuzah b'yisechel. The Torah. That was Moshe. And Korach was trying to say, we don't need a manhigim. We don't need manhigim. We don't need manhigim not for Yerushalayim. And we don't need manhigim for Torah, kol ha'edah kulam kadoshim, world holy, b'seichem Hashem. We don't need this. We don't need you. So what Korach was doing was, he was cutting off the ichud of the ganze dor. Because the manik is not just fighting with the manik. We have Reuven as machlekes with Shimon. Of course, it's terrible. It's terrible. Shreklach. But it's Reuven and Shimon. When Reuven separates the manik from the generation, he's causing a period with every Jew. That's why it's called Vispalak. If you look at the Targum, Vispalak, Korach separated everything. He was mavdal everything. He made period in the Gans Klal Yisrael. It wasn't a machlekes you're having with one person. Machlekes and Moshe, he wasn't just mamachas with him. He was disconnecting leadership from Klal Yisrael. He was disconnecting the unifying force of Klal Yisrael. He was cutting off the wings of Klal Yisrael. That's the Spitz machlekes. That is the ultimate, that's the one way of fearing machlekes with Gans Klal Yisrael. In a sense, his own group couldn't be one without a manik. That's the pshat. The pshat is Korach va'adosai. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Eizim achuzin shemaim." Korach va'adosai. So all the mafarshim ask, it wasn't Korach va'adosai. It was Korach's edo and Moshe. No, by Korach cutting off the manik, nobody could be connected. Even Korach and Adosai can't be connected. Oyin ben Pelos' wife told him, Klal Yisrael cannot survive without a manik. If Luyutzo Korach would be there, then we all have to be Talmidim of Korach. The ideology can't survive. She wasn't telling him, he's going to make you into a schlepper. No. You'll have to be a schlepper because she told him this idea, survival could only be with Rabbon and the Talmidim. That was a Chochmas Lashon Batzeis. She fought the whole ideology of Korach. She wasn't trying to just dissuade him, to take away the political motivation. She was saying, this ideology doesn't work. So she went to the core. She went to the core. When Klal Yisrael woke up the next day, they weren't questioning Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. They were questioning that this had to happen. That look at the catastrophe that happened. Taka, you're the manik. You ma'achad klagisman. Look what happened. Look who died. Look what the taina no longer was that we don't need a manik. The taina was that what the manik did. Korach was throwing out the musig of a manik. That was taken care of. Potzasaros appear. Nobody was going to question anymore. Do we need a manik? They came to him. If you look at the lashon, atem emitem esam Hashem. They didn't say you're fakers. Maduotis nasa al kal Hashem kolay de kulam kadoshim. That was resolved. They only had one question. What you just did. What you did now, altsmanik, was that the right thing? The Eibishter said, you know what, for this you need to show that I would choose Aaron again. It wasn't now, it was a re-choosing of Aaron. After Korach. After what happened with Korach to show, you know what? What they did was absolute mesiris to the tzibur. And that's why the sticks now weren't there to prove that you need a manik. That Chaisel already knew. That was proven. The sticks were there to bring, and it wasn't Chaisel questioning the first nace that we need now a bigger nace. It was just the question was, this anhoga, what happened with Korach, was this? In fact, Or Sameach says that in the Meshech Chochmah, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu's chet with the Mei Meriva, over there with the whole idea of the Mei Meriva, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu's chet really had to do with Korach. It wasn't the Mei Meriva. The Mei Meriva was Agavurcha. He says, if you look, when Korach did the chet, Moshe didn't go back to Rabbanu Shalom. He immediately said, in Briya Yivra Hashem, he didn't go back to Rabbanu Shalom, they asked Rabbanu Shalom, what should we do now? He right away said, Briya Yivra Hashem, right? By the Chet Mei Meriva, he says the Meshech Chochmah. That was the Taina. When Moshe Rabbeinu, when Klal Yisrael, and that's the reason why Midian was the Kapora, the Or Sameach says. You know, it says after it was Nekoyim Nikmas, Hamidyonim V'achat Yosef El Amech. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu by Korach responded without asking Rabbeinu Shalom. Whenever Klal Yisrael needed something in the Midbar, he always went back to Rabbeinu Shalom. We're hungry, he went to Rabbeinu Shalom and said, what should we do? We're thirsty. He went to Rabbeinu Shalom. What should we do? Whenever Klai saw the request, when Korach got up, Moshe said, "Briya Yivra Hashem, Potzas Oratz Aspia." So the Meshech Chochma says he didn't even go back to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He asked for Kasha. He grabbed and says an unbelievable teretz. He says that the reason why Moshe always went back to Rabbeinu Shalom. Why do you always go back to Hakadosh? You go to a Rebbe. The Rebbe zokt on without asking, right? He doesn't go back to Rabbeinu Shalom. Why did Moshe always go back? Meshech Chochma says a gavaldik word. He says, because Moshe was Adon HaNeviim, and he was able to taka, do unbelievable things, and he was able to talk to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so Moshe was always afraid that Klal Yisrael shouldn't think that he himself has koyches. He didn't want to give a... So that's why whenever Klal Yisrael came to him in a problem, he was a big Baal Moifes, Moshe. Moshe could have brought down the man without asking the Rabbeinu Shalom. He could have said, there'll be man tomorrow, and the Eibishter would have done a tzadik goyzer Hashem Mekayim. But Moshe didn't want Klal Yisrael to Chas V'Shalom ever think that he's episode Baal Korach. So he always went back to Rabbeinu Shalom. He says, but by Korach he didn't have that problem because Korach already degraded Moshe. He already took Moshe into the plot. So Moshe said, Briya Yivra Hashem. But Klal Yisrael, once he did that, then when they needed water and he didn't, now they were able to say, ah, Letzorach Atzmai. There he goes, does it without, 1, 2, 3, his reasons. And when we needed water, Zagansa Maisikos, the Rabbeinu Shalom, then he talks, then he hits the... So the Gansam, that's how he learns the Meshech Chochmah. See, Midyonim, what was Midyonim? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekoyim Nikmas Midyonim, Fa'achat Yosef Alamech. So what would anybody do if they want such a matzah? Schedule it in 25 years. The Eibishter said, do this war, and then you'll die. What am I should do? The next morning. Fayashkin. He says, that was the tikkun. Because here was Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. Moshe knew that after he does this, he leaves the world. And he did it bezrizus. That took away the time that a Klal Yisrael could have had. So that was Atam Amitam Asam Hashem. The time no longer was, you're not manhigim. We need manhigim. That day was proven. The time was, what kind of manhig are you? What you did. Now we needed a re-Yivchar Hashem. that the Eibusha showed after Korach, and that's why he doesn't use the Lashon of Isha Asher Bacharti Boy, because that wasn't questioned anymore. Now the question was now, Isha Asher Efchar Boy, Matei Efchar.